Who are you in partnership with? Who are you binding yourself to? These couple of questions are most important when you are doing business. But is there any business more important than life itself? I mention this because in the first reading of today we heard, wrath and anger are hateful things, yet the sinner hugs them tight. Hugs them tight. That's embracing so closely. Embracing wrath and anger. Are they good advisors for you? Where are they leading you to? The readings of today deal with pardon, forgiveness, and it is clear that forgiving is not easy for anyone. For anyone. Forgiving isn't easy. Yet it's interesting to think in the opposite, to think of the opposite. And the opposite is keeping resentment in your soul, is keeping anger, is hugging tight your anger, your thirst for vengeance. What do you reap of that? What's the fruit of all that in your heart? What are you binding yourself to? See the face of anger. See the face of resentment and vengeance. See who are you binding yourself to. Remember your last days, set enmity aside, says also the first reading. Because we Christians believe only in one life on earth. As the letter to the Hebrews says, there is only one lifetime and then judgment. Will you spend the rest of your life hugging tight your anger? Who is the loser? The real enemy is not the person in the outside. The person on the outside perhaps hurt you once. But your memory, your constant remembering, is hurting you 1,000 times. At least, that holds the old Chinese saying, your enemy hurt you once, your memory 1,000 times. Therefore, forgiving is a matter of survival, is a matter of self-respect. Will I spend the rest of my life just remembering all the evil of other people, all that they wrongly do to me? Will you repeat? Will you see once and again the same movie, the same film, today and tomorrow and the day after tomorrow and each day? Wouldn't that be so boring? That's exactly what you are doing when you keep your resentment. You are repeating the same song. You are seeing the same movie once and again, each day. And that's killing yourself. That's destroying the peace of your mind. It's a matter of self-love. It's a matter of self-respect. When we decide to forgive, is setting ourselves free. Even if we hadn't changed our opinion regarding the other people, simply out of self-love, we really should to forgive. That's the first step. To recognize that forgiving is something I do for my own sake, if you like. For my own sake. It is my decision. It is in favor of myself. Secondly, it is clear that we need new strength to actually forgive. And that's what we find in the Gospel of today. Peter asked Jesus, "If my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive?" It looks that Peter was so tired of forgiving. And he was trying to get an excuse to not forgiving. Excuse for not forgiving. But he couldn't get such an excuse from Jesus Christ. As a reply, Jesus told him and told us this parable, which in itself is a whole homily. The two servants. And I would like to draw your attention to the end of the parable. The question that the Lord in the parable makes. "Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?" That's the key point, and that's the new strength we were in need of. The Lord has had pity on me. The more we appreciate all of the mercy coming, flowing down from the Lord, the more we appreciate all His loving care, the more we appreciate all His patience in favor of us, the more we appreciate His loving heart, taking time, listening to us, looking after us, lifting us up, the more we appreciate all that, the more we are ready to say, "Now I have the courage to pardon my enemies. Because now I understand that as I needed God's mercy, they also need it. They need God's mercy. Probably no more nor less than I do." When we reach this step, when we really understand and appreciate that the Lord has been great in mercy for each one of us, and that His delight is in having compassion and mercy towards all His children, when we really get that point, we are ready to forgive. And we understand that it would be madness, simply madness, to hug tight wrath and anger. I wouldn't keep so close to my breast a knife. Out of love, out of self-respect, we understand the best decision ever is to set ourselves free and to say, "I have received from the Lord the courage, the power, and the grace of forgiving, and I declare forgiven my enemies." They still will have to present themselves before the Lord. That will be their problem. Their problem and their decision. As for me, now I am a free person. I have received freedom from the Lord, and I declare myself a free person. That's great. And that's for you and that's for me. Amen.